Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Closer.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
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 Can you be any more specific?
Yeah. You darn tootin'.
91.5 WMMO.
Medford.
End of story.
I'm floating in the blip a lot. I feel the feeling I forgot. I'm swimming weightless in the womb. I'm bouncing gently round the room. In a minute I'll be free, and you'll be splashing in the sea. Splashing in the sea, we'll hear a tiny cry as the ship goes sliding by. Free.
WMFO Medford.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Yay!
Pathetic little fat man, no one's bloody laughing. The clown that no one laughs at, they all just wish he'd die. He sold his soul for a shot at fame. Catchphrase and wig and the jokes are lame. He's got no style, he's got no grace. He's banal and facile, he's a fat waste of space. See his pop, no space.
Hey you,
Hey, 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 hey you, hey you, hey you, get your damn hands off her. Hey you, hey you, get your damn hands off her. Hey you, hey you, get your damn hands off her. Hey you, get your damn hands off her. Get your damn, get your damn, get your damn, get your damn hands off her. Get your damn, get your damn, get your damn, get your damn hands off her.
Skybird, this is Dropkick with a red dash alpha message in two parts. Break, break.
You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you till 7 p.m. All heroes today on Time Travel till 7 p.m.
Poor Peter Parker was pitiful. Couldn't have been any shyer. Mary Jane still wouldn't notice him, even if his hair was on fire. But then one day he went to that science lab. That mutated spider came down. Oh, and now Peter crawls over everyone's walls, and he's swinging all over town. La la la. La 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 da dum. Sling us a web, you're the Spider-Man. Sling us a web tonight, 'cause we're all in the mood for a hero now, and there's evildoers to fight. We'll be right back.
needs a friend of his who horns in on Mary Jane. But to his great surprise, it seems she prefers guys who can kiss upside down in the rain. With great power comes great responsibility. That's the catchphrase of old Uncle Ben. If you missed it, don't worry, they'll say the line again and again and again. Oh, la la la, diddy da. La la diddy da da da. Now Norman's a billionaire scientist who never had time for his son. But then something went screwy, and before you knew, he was trying to kill everyone. And he's riding around on that glider thing, and he's throwing that weird pumpkin bomb. Yes, he's wearing that dumb Power Rangers mask, but he's scared. Sad day at the funeral. Norman Osborn has bitten the dust. And I heard Harry said he wants Spider-Man dead. Ah, but his buddy Pete he can trust. Oh, and MJ is all hot for Peter now. Ah, but Peter he just shuts her down. Mary Jane, don't you cry, you can give it a try. Comes round. Oh, la 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 diddy da. La la diddy da da dum. Sling us a web, you're the Spider-Man. Sling us a web tonight, 'cause we all sure could use us a hero now. We think that you'll do all right.
Peter,
Parker,
Pop,
Pictures,
for JJ's,
Rag,
Inna,
Reedy,
O,
Active Science,
Lab,
Winner,
Long Came,
Spider,
Who Bit Now,
He,
is Web,
Swing It Through NYC.
Now Spider-Man, he was so cocky, and all he wanted was the Buzz TV. But after Uncle's murder, it made him see, with great power comes responsibility. And now criminals all around the town will turn tails and scatter when they hear this sound.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can.
Parker's and Barker known as Spider-Man, but Norman Osborn's gotten darker in his corporate plan after he took a serum while delirium out to kill Spidey and everyone near him.
On his glider throwing bombs, Green Goblin he be yelling.
So with time and Spidey's climbing, stopping crime and all the villains, Scorpion,
Hobgoblin, Kingpin, Rhino,
Venom, Carnage,
Dr. Rock,
and Electro. With that May,
Mary Jane,
yeah he'd like
to meet her,
get the
girl,
save the
world, and his name is Peter.
Just like guys, look out. Here comes the spider. It goes a one, two, three, hit it.
Spidey's
like the X-Men, as I was told. Mutant powers and such, he's brave and bold. Like Xavier, who's the savior of the babes like Rogue. Her and Storm will make you warm while they will stay in vogue. And this Jean Grey to see her play will make you say, God damn, that Stan Lee made my day. Cyclops' vision is beaming, Magneto is scheming. Yeah, he's dreaming of Reaming. Toad's a little demon, Logan Wolverine's powers will heal all your wounds when he fights with claws against Sabretooth. Now Reed can stretch for a mile or more. He's the mister of the Fantastic Four. With invisible suit and a thing that's orange, just don't get scorched by the Human Torch.
Get Banner mad and you'll shout egad. He's the big green Hulk whose temper is bad. He's the big green Hulk in your neighborhood Hulk.
Smash, something smash, smash.
Something good.
There it is.
Adventures.
He calls upon
the Avengers, Iron Man's armor, and with Thor's hammer, soon Victor Von Doom is in the slammer. Silver Surfer's all shiny, Daredevil's cool, but he can't see. Do they compare? None of them can to your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, huh?
Hey, Diva, let's break it down. Spider-Man?
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Uh-huh, spinning webs from here to Japan.
Come on, see him there, swinging higher.
Homeboy looks like Tobey Maguire.
Look out.
The Spider-House rules.
Here comes the Spider-Man.
Boonsaw is ready, ooh yeah.
Spider-Man is a great retainer. Wherever there's a hang up, you'll find the Spider-Man. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud, he's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there goes the Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime, by the street of light, he arrives just in time. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Wealth and fame, he's ignored. Action is his reward to him. Life is a great big pain up. Wherever there's a hang up, you'll find a Spider-Man.
WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. My name's Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel. With the Batman vs. Superman movie opening up, decided to do all songs about heroes today. Film, TV, and music. Today on Time Travel is the Kinks, Celluloid Heroes, Time Travel.
Everybody's in movies, doesn't matter who you are. There are stars in every city, in every house and on every street. And if you walk down Hollywood Boulevard, their names are written in concrete. Don't step on Greta Garbo as you walk down the boulevard. She looks so weak and fragile, that's why she tried to be so hard. But they turned her into a princess, and they sat her on a throne. But she turned her back on stardom, because she wanted to be alone. You can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood. Fame. Some who who succeeded and some who suffered in vain. Rudolph Valentino looks very much alive, and he looks up ladies' dresses as they sadly pass him by. Avoid stepping on Bela Lugosi, 'cause he's liable to turn and bite. But stand close by Betty Davis, because hers was such a lonely life. If you covered him with garbage, George Saunders would still have style. And if you stamped on Mickey Rooney, he would still turn round and smile. But please don't tread on dearest Marilyn, 'cause she's not very tough. She should have been made of iron or steel, but she was only made of flesh and blood. You can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood. In vain. Everybody's a dreamer, and everybody's a star, and everybody's in showbiz. It doesn't matter who you are. And those who are successful, be always on your guard. Success walks hand in hand along Hollywood Boulevard. I wish my life was a non-stop Hollywood movie show, a fantasy world of celluloid villains and heroes. Because celluloid heroes never feel any.
Danielson!
What?
Come here. Show me Sandor Floor.
I can't move my arm, all right? What are you doing? What are you... Ow! What? Ow, what are you doing?
Now show me Sandor Floor.
How did you do that?
Shut up!
Sand the floor.
Hey, stand up. Show me sand the floor. Sand the floor. Sand the floor. Big soccer, sand the floor. Sand the floor. Yes. Now show me wax on, wax off. Hey.
Wax on, wax off.
Wax on, wax off. Hey, wax on, hat. Wax off, hat. Concentrate. Look in my eye. Lock a hand. Thumb inside. Wax on, hat. Wax off, hat. Wax on, hat. Wax off, hat. Wax on. Wax off. Ush. Show me penta fence. Up. Done. Up. Done. Up. Done. Other side. Look, I. Always look, I. Show me paint the house. Side, side. Lock list. Side, side. Side, side. Yes. Show me wax on, wax off. That's. Show me paint the fence. That's. Show me side to side. Yes, that's. Show me sand or floor. That's. Hey. Hey, look, I always look, I come back tomorrow.
Lying here, there's so many things I want. friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong, they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Truth and all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. But Ian, this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Thank you.
8 years trying to reach him, and then another 7 trying to keep him locked up, because I realized that what was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil.
What do we do?
He's been here once tonight. I think he'll come back. I met him 15 years ago. I was told there was nothing left. No reason, no conscience, no understanding, and even the most rudimentary sense of life or death, of good or evil, right or wrong. I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face, and the blackest eyes, the devil's eyes. I spent 8 years trying to reach him, and then another 7 trying to keep him locked up, because I realized that what was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil.
What do we do?
He's been here once tonight. I think he'll come back. I would suggest the maximum security ward at Litchfield.
The Lone Ranger. A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver. The Lone Ranger.
You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle. I'm here with you till 7 p.m. All songs about heroes today.
keep busting.
Well, that's from 1989, as Prince with his take on Batman. Apparently he hadn't really seen many Batman things other than the television show, I think, that Prince. That was never cool back then when it came out, and it sure ain't cool now, especially if you see the video. Bat Dance here on Time Travel with Chris Earl. Doing all songs about heroes today. We're in a little Batman mini theme, and I'm going to do some Superman stuff as well, since Batman versus Superman is coming up tomorrow, and it's getting mediocre to rave reviews, depending on who you talk to. And, of course, there's other people like, it's crap. I'm going to see it. Not looking, well, I'm looking forward to it, but I'm not having high hopes. Let's just say that. I didn't like Man of Steel very much. My Superman doesn't kill. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Man of Steel, it came out like 4 years ago, so it's not a spoiler anymore. And you know what? In this day and age, if you don't have time to watch it, people are going to spoil it for you. By the way, go see 10 Cloverfield Lane. That was pretty good. Saw that. That's a good one. That has a hero in it, too, and she's great in it. Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. I'm doing all songs about heroes today from the movies, from TV, and from other venues, and songs about heroes. Let's keep with the Batman theme. This one is from Jan and Dean from back in the 60s. It's Robin the Boy Wonder here on Time Travel.
He goes to school by day.
Boy Wonder.
And you will undoubtedly hear it many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things. And you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors...